Clinicians, your patients and clients choose who they trust. A podcast can help you build that trust and save you time before anyone contacts your practice. Before you press record, it's my free checklist. You can get it now over at tobygoodman.com. Healthcare is personal. Whatever your area, whether that's oncology, therapy, dentistry, aesthetics, trust sits underneath everything. When someone decides to work with you, they're choosing a service. They're deciding whether they feel comfortable, they feel understood, whether they feel confident in your approach. And a lot of that decision is happening before you ever meet them. They're forming an impression, often from very little. What podcasting gives you is a way to shape that in a way that feels natural. It lets people hear how you think, what you do, and also how you explain things, how you approach a situation, and how you make decisions. And they can do that in their own time without the pressure of an appointment or needing to get everything in during a single conversation. And that changes things because understanding builds gradually. It doesn't usually happen at once. For someone who's considering working with you, that should mean they arrive clearer, already a bit more settled and more confident in what's happening next. Inside your practice, that shows up differently too, because those clients or patients show up understanding what to expect. And they hear the reasoning behind the decisions, the recommendations you're making. So there's less room for things to drift. And for the people around your work, the partners, the referrers, your wider network, it becomes easier to understand where you're coming from without needing that constant back and forth that really sucks your time. There's also a more practical side to this, something that most healthcare professionals will recognize straight away. You repeat yourself. The same questions come up all the time, and you give the same explanations, the same clarifications. That is part of the work, but it's also where a lot of your time goes, and also a lot of your team spend time on that as well. Sometimes things get lost in translation at that point too. So podcasting does give you another option. You can take something you explain regularly, record it once, and then let it do its job over time. And the important part here is that it still sounds like you. It still feels considered and reflects how you think and what you do. And over time, you're building this body of work people can come back to, or new people that discover you have it readily available to them. If they're thinking about a procedure in the middle of the night and they're looking for a resource, your voice is there to talk them through that situation while you're asleep or out having fun or not working, right? So that's something that supports the way your practice runs 24/7. Most people think of podcasts as something they listen to while they're doing something else, on a commute, at the gym, in the car. But that also makes it a powerful communication tool because it can get to you where screens can't. Sure, video's great, it's nice to have, but it's not the same as just the voice on its own. And something that helps people understand you properly when they're away from their screens. Now look, you're already communicating every day, so this is about making that communication more useful beyond the moment it happens. That's why podcasting really works in healthcare. In the next episode, we'll look at how to position this so it supports your practice from the very start. For more episodes, resources, and ways to work with me to use podcasting to build your healthcare practice, clinic, facility, or organization, head over to tobygoodman.com/the practice.